dancing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is May the 3rd. A Thursday. The Queen is here. The Queen is here. Yeah, Queen Mum arrived today. Interesting to watch people, how they react to the Queen. They don't know what to do. They don't understand the etiquette. Do I curtsy? Do I bow? No, you do none of those. You're not British subjects. It's only British subjects that have to grovel in front of the Queen. We banished Britain many years ago. Stand upright, be a man. But then again, don't touch her. No, no. No, 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 no. You can't touch the Queen. Oh, well. Little etiquette lessons on how to address royalty. Quick check of the financial markets, which were paying absolutely no attention to royalty today. Wall Street extended its advance amid a burst of enthusiasm about the economy that gave the Standard & Poor's 500 index its first close above 1,500 since September 2000. Markets completely disregarded the fact that General Motors profits fall 90% from a year ago, that Chavez threatens to nationalize banks, that home builders are under investigation by the SEC, and that the, yes, the boys in Washington are warning us about hedge funds. But anyway, the white swan theory is in full effect. Dow closed up 29.5 points at 13,241. NASDAQ up 7, 2,565. The metals complex, a little delayed reaction from what I thought should have happened yesterday, but it happened today instead. Gold up $9.20 at $682.30. Silver up 16 cents at $13.42. Platinum up $9 at $1,310. Palladium up $7 at $378. Currently in Asian trading, gold off 10 cents at $683.20. Silver off 4 cents at $13.45. Platinum up $2 at $1,310. And palladium also up $2 at $3.80. Crude oil closed down on the day, ended at $63.19 a barrel. Gasoline in the Valley of the Sun. But then again, we're in a gated community. Cheap gas, $3.17. Seems like only yesterday it was $3.01. The surprising thing today is gold made a big advance and the dollar gained 23 basis points. Dollar closed at, dollar index closed at 81.82. So what do we make of this action in the gold market today? Well, as I mentioned yesterday, I thought it was big news. But I guess we just blew through a break. Did we blow through another break again? Did I do this? Okay, let's do the break thing.
The Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Thursday. So while Wall Street is downright giddy, and don't ask me why they're giddy, it's that white swan theory. By the way, before we continue, we are running a pledge drive at Republic Broadcasting Network. Your support will be greatly appreciated. To make a pledge, just simply give us a call at 1-800-724-2719. I don't know if we do what PBS does, and depending on how much you contribute, whether you get a tea mug or a t-shirt, I'm not sure if that is applicable. But help the network. Make a pledge. Give a call. 800-724-2719. And I'll be checking on whether you made those calls. Getting back to our white swan folks on Wall Street, these are just a couple of the headlines today, and they're downright giddy. Well, they're expecting good news from the jobs report tomorrow. What happens if there's bad news on the jobs report? Anyway, here's a couple of headlines. And they, none of them are good. UBS folds hedge fund after subprime hit. Hedge fund study suggests parallels to the long-term capital management crisis. GMAC has $305 million first quarter loss on home loans. New Century shuts lending unit as no buyers emerge. GM quarterly profit falls by $62 million on mortgages. Is that why General Motors stock declined 90% from a year ago? I thought they were selling cars. I didn't know they were so heavily in real estate. So why are we giving all these dire warning signals like this one that the Fed gave today? Hedge funds may now pose the biggest risk of a crisis since 1998, when the implosion of long-term capital management threatened the global financial system. This according to a spokesman from the New York Federal Reserve. The statement represented the bank's sternest warning to date over the possible fate of the $1.4 trillion industry, which, by the way, it may help explain this little headline, Asia draws on $2.7 trillion of reserves to safeguard its currency. What are they wiggy about? Back to the Fed. Recent high correlations among hedge fund returns could suggest concentrations of risk comparable to those preceding the hedge fund crisis of 1998. This is according to a paper written by Tobias Adrian, capital market economist for the central bank. Back in 1998, the New York Fed helped bring together Wall Street tycoons who eventually cobbled together enough funds for an unprecedented $3.6 billion bailout of long-term capital management. The long-term capital management crisis was all the more shocking to investors because of the individuals involved, regarded highly for their market savvy and mathematical prowess. These are your white swans, my friends. So, is there something we should be worried about? Well, as I mentioned yesterday, which I thought was big news, that Barrick, the world's largest gold producer, made a bet, a $557 million bet that the price of gold is going higher. Hello? Barrick would have not made the purchase or didn't purchase anything, just settled its forward contracts. They wouldn't have settled if they thought there was a chance that gold could decline. Gold could decline $50. They'd be in the. They would be making a serious savings rather than splurging out $500 million to satisfy its future sales. So in my opinion, that was a big story, because if one mine, the biggest mine in the world, is going to do it, you better believe there's a lot of other miners, mining companies out there that are thinking exactly the same thing. Well, it's maybe just my conspiratorial mind. And speaking of which, I've had a few conversations of late with people talking about the Great Depression, and how the next financial crisis that we face, it's going to make the Great Depression look like a picnic. People say, how can you make that statement? It was devastating. Well, yeah, but think about America in the late 1920s. You can draw very similar parallels. We had the Roaring Twenties back then, the birth of the Industrial Revolution. But people had a different mindset back in the 20s. People were a lot more frugal than they are today. People didn't spend above their means. People accepted personal responsibility. There were no social security plans. There was no cradle-to-grave protection from the government. People were much more reliant on themselves. The majority of Americans at the time actually had savings, which they don't have today. And I even saw how frugal my parents were in the 50s, which was obviously a lesson that they learned through the Great Depression. I used to remember my mother never used to, she never used to throw, you know, when you get a soap bar and, well, now today soap's liquid in the bottle. But back in those days, you had soap bars. And when the soap bar got to where it was too small, did we throw it out? No, we didn't. We saved it. And after you saved a bunch of these little slivers of soap, you know, melt it down and pour it in. I mean, they were frugal people. Today, it's a whole different ballgame. People who don't know any better are living way beyond their means. Americans have absolutely zero savings. And it's amazing. Saw a report the other day that the amount of people that even have 10 grand in savings is no longer a rule of thumb. It's granted. We hit a depression-like financial condition, it's going to be devastating. I wouldn't want to stay near any big city, period. Because bad things will happen. People do funny things when it comes to money. But let's look at this. And let's return to a sequence of events that led to the stock market crash of 1929 and the Great Depression of the 1930s. And I take you back to 1966, because the most esteemed Alan Greenspan himself wrote the following in an essay entitled Gold and Economic Freedom. He said this: when businesses in the United States underwent a mild contraction in 1927, the Federal Reserve created more paper reserves in the hope of forestalling any possible bank reserve shortage. More disastrous, however, was the Federal Reserve's attempt to assist Great Britain, who had been losing gold to us because the Bank of England refused to allow interest rates to rise when market forces dictated. You see, at the time, it was politically unpalatable. The reasoning of the authorities involved was as follows. If the Federal Reserve pumped excessive paper reserves into American banks, interest rates in the United States would fall to a level comparable with those in Great Britain. This would act to stop Britain's gold loss and avoid the political embarrassment of having to raise interest rates. The Fed succeeded. It stopped the gold loss, but it nearly destroyed the economies of the world in the process. The excess credit, which the Fed pumped into the economy, spilled over into the stock market, triggering a fantastic speculative bubble. Belatedly, Federal Reserve officials attempted to sop up, the excess reserves, and finally succeeded in breaking the boom. But it was too late. By 1929, the speculative imbalances had become so overwhelming that the attempt precipitated a sharp retrenching and a consequent demoralizing of business confidence. As a result, the American economy collapsed. Great Britain fared even worse, and rather than absorb the full consequences of her previous folly, she abandoned the gold standard in 1931, leaving asunder what remained of the fabric of confidence and inducing a worldwide series of bank failures. History repeating itself? You make the call. We'll be back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Thursday. Dealing with the events that led up to the collapse in 1929, the Great Depression. So do we see any parallels between what happened then and what happened now? I submit to you, just like Alan Greenspan pointed out, that the two major players in the world were Great Britain and the United States. I submit to you that those are still the two major players in the world's financial system. The United States was emerging as an industrial power, whereas Great Britain was a mature and stagnating industrial power. The central bank of the emerging industrial power, the U.S., printed money in an effort to prop up the economy of the mature industrial power, Great Britain. The inflation of the money supply resulted in the overheating of the economy and the stock market of the emerging industrial power. It was the crash in the stock market of the emerging industrial power, the U.S., that brought about the crash in all the world's stock markets, and the Great Depression followed. Now fast forward to today, and what you see is China as the emerging industrial power, and the United States as the mature and stagnating industrial power. China is printing money in an effort to prop up the economy of the mature industrial power. The inflation of the money supply is resulting in the overheating of the Chinese economy and the stock market. Very interesting. On February the 27th of this year, it was the sharp 9% one-day drop in the Chinese stock market that led to the sharp drop in stock markets worldwide, including the United States. People may be conditioned to think that economic events in developing countries pale in significance to economic events in the United States, and may fail to see how what happens way over there in China would have any significant impact on their economic well-being. But how different the truth really is. I think most people, even now, after the February 27th turn of events, fail to grasp why the U.S. stock market sold off so sharply after the Chinese market sell-off occurred first. The idea that a foreign stock market could dictate what happens into the U.S. stock market almost offends the American sense of national pride. But here's a word of advice. Get used to it. And as there is much more of this to come, be prepared for the crash. How many people think there's a crash imminent? Magamba Guru, number one, Richard Dougherty, says, and we quote, I'll say it again, as I've said it enough times already, the dollar's going down because we acted like idiots and so loaded up on gold and silver and shares of oil companies to save yourself. This mindless Magumbo strategy, otherwise known as MMS, has worked like a charm for quite a while now. And so it is the trend. And as you know, the trend is your friend. Bill Finkelstein from Finkelstein Capital says Wall Street continues to view stocks as a one-way bet with positive outcomes. Every day I'm more and more astounded by the bravado or denial that I see. If you told this crowd that the world was going to end on Friday, they'd be buying stocks in anticipation of a rebound they would expect to occur after its demise. Has anyone, can anyone, be sanguine about how this movie ends is beyond me. Paul Lamont from Lamont Trading Advisors says, when the effects of inflation have been extracted, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is much more cyclical than Wall Street promoters would care to admit. After optimistic peaks in 1834, 1906, 1929, and 1966, the Dow Jones Industrial Average subsequently moved to the bottom of the long-term trend channel. John Muldoon from Minimal Wave Advisors says, rising prices create their own kind of self-fulfilling momentum. As more and more people throw caution to the wind and jump into the market, hoping to capture some of the profits they see their friends making so effortlessly, you finally get down to the last bear standing. Mr. Market will do whatever it takes to prove the most people are wrong. And one of his favorite things to do is to create momentum markets which defy the logic of the underlying fundamentals. It always ends in tears. We could go on. But I think you get the message. We'll take a short break and be back with all the other stories of the day. If that didn't depress you, we got more coming up to depress you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
2 days past 18, he was waiting for the bus in his army green. Sat down in a booth in a cafe there, gave his order to a girl with a bow in her hair. He's a little shy, so she gave him a smile, and he said, would you mind sitting down for a while and talking to me? I'm feeling a little low. She said, I'm off in an hour and I know where we can go. So they went down and they sat on the pier. He said, I bet you got a boyfriend, but I don't care. I got no one to send a letter to. Would you mind if I sent one back here to you?
Welcome back, my friends. Dixie Chicks, another poignant song. But let me tell you how serious a situation we are facing. I don't know if many of you are aware of e-gold. I have obviously different opinions than the folks who ran e-gold. I personally believe that you should have physical gold in your hands. You've got to relate gold to the purchase of a firearm. It doesn't help you in the events of emergency if you've got a firearm locked up in a safe deposit box somewhere, or someone who says you have ownership to a firearm stored somewhere. It makes no logical sense. In order for the firearm to work as advertised, immediate access is obviously a requirement. So although philosophically I differed from the guys at e-gold, I thought that they were offering a valuable service. Now, if you don't think the government is getting wiggy about what is coming down the pike, you will have noticed that the U.S. Justice Department, should be called the U.S. Injustice Department, recently indicted online firm eGold on charges of money laundering, conspiracy, and operating an unlicensed money transmitting business. You see, it's just like the mafia. They don't like anybody messing with their action. And what is gold? Well, gold is messing with the action of the almighty dollar. The government claims eGold's easy-to-use private transaction service makes it easier for, here we go, criminals to launder money. And yes, it is a system that would ultimately be favored by, yes, your Islamo-fascist killers, murderers, and terrorists. It could be used by child pornographers, real or imagined enemies of the nation state and civil society. Did it ever occur to these brain-dead morons in Washington, D.C. that maybe people want to use gold as money because they have no confidence in the fraudulent counterfeit product currently being printed by the U.S. Treasury? Governments don't only hate gold, they fear gold because it competes with their own paper currency as a viable and preferred means of exchange and a store of value. So under the guise that only people with something to hide would use digital payment system backed by gold, the U.S. government is hoping to obscure what the very existence of a company like eGold signals, a growing lack of trust in the money of the American government. It's amazing. See how this, look, I've gone through this before. When a government starts losing its war on terrorism, and South Africa was losing its war on terrorism, then they just start striking out at anything to justify their worthless existence. You've got all these government agencies that have been created to thwart terrorism. There's no terrorism going on, so they're creating it. Now, you even had the CFR the other day announcing, watch out for false flag operations taking place in America. And I'm getting CFRs warning us about false flags. Oh, my goodness gracious me. What a web we weave when we attempt to deceive. Tonight, we have another dog and pony show taking place at the Ronald Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California. Simi Valley was prior to Ronald Reagan's establishing the center there was known because that was a city that found three or four police officers not guilty in the Rodney beating trial that caused a, well, you know what that caused. So anyway, you have 10 wannabe contestants running for president. Oh, yes, we're going to be able to define exactly where these people stand when they have 3 minutes to tell us the meaning of life and how they are going to protect that life from destruction. Come on. Does anybody really think that anything is going to be achieved tonight? You know, rather than what they say, you should watch it to see what they don't say. And I tell you what they won't say. There will only be, if he's given an opportunity, which I doubt, there's only one person there that's going to say what the real problems facing America is, and that's going to be Ron Paul. It's a no-brainer. Rudy Giuliani is going to get up there and tell the people why he needs to be president because he's a New York City after 9/11. He cut crime. I reduced taxes. Mitt Romney, I don't know what he's going to do. This is a guy that was a liberal 2 years ago, and now he's a conservative. Thinks he has Ronald Reagan's good looks, and that should be the reason why he's elected president. Yeah, the Mormon issue is the Mormon issue. You got John McCain. He's going to try and convince people why at 70 years of age he should be given a shot at presidency, because look, I sacrificed so much for the country for so many years, I deserve to be president. Who else you got in that hodgepodge of people there? Well, anyway, cut a long story short, they're all going to say a lot of things, but none of them outside of Ron Paul is going to say what most people don't want to hear, which is the truth about where we stand fiscally in this country. And where do we stand fiscally in this country? Well, there's one guy that works for the government that's been out on a consistent basis telling people what we can look forward to if drastic action is not taken by the next president of the United States. The Government Accounting Office Controller, General David Walker, has been screaming at politicians for months now that the debate about America's fiscal position needs to be addressed by these presidential candidates. He's issued a report. You can find it on Republic Trading Group's website. It's called A Critical Challenge Facing Our Nation, and it makes some eye-popping reading. The federal government's financial condition and fiscal outlook are worse than many may understand. In fiscal 2006, its costs exceeded its revenues by $450 billion. That's half a trillion dollars. Think about this. Just compare it to your own financial condition. If you bring in $5,000 a month revenue and you are spending $10,000 a month, how long do you think you're going to exist for? And if your eyes are starting to glaze over at this point, you're not alone. But bear with me. The Government Accounting Office is not the sex and violence of government. It is the chronicler of the consequences of sex and violence. Or, as in an old saying would have it, an auditor is someone who goes onto the battlefield after the battle has been fought and shoots the survivors. Whatever your definition is, the recent report makes for some disturbing reading. In February, David Walker, among other representatives, wrote a letter to Congress. We've got a problem, he tells them. We need to change our ways, was the general gist of his letter. And oh, by the way, as we mentioned, the report is available on republictradinggroup.com, so you can read it for yourself. The title of the report, as we mentioned, Fiscal Stewardship, A Critical Challenge Facing Our Nation. We are failing to properly discharge one of our biggest stewardship responsibilities to our children, grandchildren, and generations of unborn Americans, fiscal responsibility. What he's pointing out here is that this generation, our generation, will be the first generation in history to leave a country to our kids in worse condition than we found it. The federal government's fiscal condition and fiscal outlook are worse than many may understand. In fiscal 2006, as we mentioned, its costs exceeded its revenues. As of the 30th of September 2006, the U.S. government reported that it owed more than it owned by almost $9 trillion. In addition, the present value of federal government's major reported long-term fiscal exposures, that's liabilities, otherwise known as debt, contingencies, i.e. insurance, and social insurance and other commitments and promises, like Social Security, rose from $20 trillion to about $50 trillion in the last 6 years. The Government Accounting Office is responsible for auditing the financial statements included in the financial report prepared by the U.S. Treasury, but we have been unable to express an opinion on them for the 10th year in a row because the federal government could not demonstrate the reliability of significant portions of the financial statements. I mean, it's all there for people to see, but is anybody going to debate this issue tonight? Of course not. They're going to be talking about other stuff, meaningless stuff, terrorism. It's bogus. The war on terror is about as bogus as the war on poverty and the war on drugs. Whatever war we've ever fought, look at the consequences of it. There's more poor people today than before we started the war on the poor. The war on drugs, well, come on. There's more drugs washing into America on a daily basis than at any time in its history. How's a war on drugs been effective? And if these wars are typical of how government fights so-called wars, how do you think the war on terrorism is going to pan out? Pretty soon you won't be able to say a single thing on radio waves around this country because we got hate crimes legislation to deal with now. Oh, sure, the president says he's going to veto it. He's not going to veto it. He just wants to change some of the phrasing within the hate crimes bill. He will pass it. He'll sign it. I'll tell you what most probably is going to happen. There's going to be, if you notice, there's two bills now that he's vetoed. The Iraq War financing, and he's announced he's going to veto the hate crimes legislation. Well, we've got two bills up there that are vetoed. What's going to happen? Well, there's going to be, as there always is, trade-offs. Democrats are going to give up a little bit of what they want in the defense appropriations. They're most probably going to pull out the language which sets date certain times for withdrawal. In return for doing that, the president will probably acquiesce and ultimately sign hate crimes legislation. Is it coincidence, coinkidink, if you will, that these two things are staring us right in the face as we speak? And yes, I watched a debate today on the floor of the House debating hate crimes legislation. It was amazing to watch. You see, because right now the face on it is Black America and the gay thing. I heard Matthew Shepard's name once more this morning. I swear I was going to throw something at the television set. But the facts are the facts. And they put a black face on it. It's just like the Don Imus story. Who was really behind the firing of Don Imus? Was it really Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson? Can these two morons have the capability of unseating a powerful radio figure like Don Imus? I don't think so. What unseated Imus was AIPAC, the ADL, the Jewish lobby. When you look at the first company to pull its advertising was Simon & Schuster, who he used to refer to as thieving Jews. Come on. Hate crimes legislation, you think this has to do about the N-word? Of course not. But they put a black face on it because, guess what? Besides anything else, you won't be able to criticize the Jewish lobby because you'll be dissing a religion. Even though we're dissing Zionism, not Jewish religion per se, nobody can. You can't find a single person out there that can tell you the difference between a Jew and a Zionist. It's one and the same thing. You always hear Ahbinijad always say, we want to destroy Zionists in Israel. Doesn't say we want to destroy the Jews, but the way the media interprets it, Now look at Abinishad. He wants to destroy all the Jews in Israel.
No, he just wants to destroy the Zionists.
Hello. Nobody understands. Anyway. Final segment. Time flies. And so much more to do. Final segment coming up. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Truckers? Strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
My friend, seems we have a collection of Dixie Chick bump music this evening. Reminder, we're having a pledge drive at Republic Broadcasting Network. You can make a pledge by calling 1-800-724-2719. Make a pledge. Help the network. You ain't going to hear this stuff on... You ain't going to hear it on Rush. You ain't going to hear it on Hannity. You hear the fluff and the deceit... But you won't hear the real skinny. Is that worth something? Absolutely. Are we facing perilous times? No question about it. How important is the information? You're going to have to make that judgment call. Can't do it on our own. Unfortunately, we the alternative media. We do not have mainstream advertisers. It's unfortunate, but that's just the way the cookie crumbles. It's because the content of our programming would upset mainstream advertisers because they're so politically correct. And if someone is that politically correct, who the heck wants their money anyway? So we rely on you. And we think we do a decent job at RBN. I think we deal with, obviously, a lot of the issues that everybody else is too afraid to touch. And even with the passage of hate crimes legislation, if you think that's going to shut me up, think again. They tried to do it 30-odd years ago to me. Didn't work then, and ain't going to work now. So pick up the phone and dial 1-800-724-2719, make the pledge, and help the network. And let's see if we can't rattle some cages, cause some discomfort with the folks who are comfortable. Lend support to Ron Paul. Get online this evening. There's going to be all kinds of mayhem out there. We don't have to abide by the official rules and regulations when it comes to who we want to support. So get involved. Do something. Go to freedomdvd.us. Get a Freedom from Fascism. And here's a recommendation for Freedom from Fascism. Michael Medved thinks that Aaron Rousseau is an idiot. And now if Michael Medved thinks Aaron Rousseau is an idiot, that means that Aaron Rousseau is spot on. Hand the DVD out to people who are sitting on the fence. Because unless people understand the whole tax issue and the whole Federal Reserve, they won't understand. When this thing comes down the pike, it's going to be ugly. It's really going to be ugly. And good people, naive people, good people are going to get hurt. So, there's a call to arms. Make a pledge. 1-800-724-2719. Tomorrow, my favorite day of the week and the start of, my favorite day of the year, Saturday. Yes, it's the Kentucky Derby. And I have three horses. And I'll tell you about them tomorrow. Till then, see you bye.